You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, guys, I hit the wrong button again. Usually,
way to go, way to go, man.
Usually, you start the, when we're in the studio. You hit the start button and it says you're listening to LA Talk Radio. Then the logo, but I messed it up again. But
who cares? Sounded great.
I know.
She's
I liked
good.
It.
She's good with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna introduce she in a second. Our guest today from Playboy TV Showtime, and she's the host of the podcast Date Fails with Kate Quigley. You should all right now stop listening and subscribe to that podcast.
Aw, thank you.
Rate and review.
Absolutely.
And we got the beautiful Kate Quigley here.
Thank you.
Live and in person.
Lovely.
Hi.
I'm so glad this was not a phone interview because phone interviews are very hard for me. I listen to a phone interview because I like to do my research. You know, so I don't like to ask the same questions.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, so I listened to a phone interview that you did with one guy, and like it was like, maybe it was just me, but it was just like awkward on the guy. You know what I mean?
It's weird because, one, you know, it's radio, so if you can't see each other, it's hard not to talk over each other.
Expressions.
Yeah, and then also there is a slight delay, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's definitely a little, and especially if there's two guys on the other end. It's weird.
Yeah. And I'm no saint because we've done a lot of phone interviews.
We don't mind sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, because the person's out of state or whatever.
Yeah,
so. I'm like so hot. By the way, I literally just worked out and showered and I got ready. I showered in like 5 minutes and washed my hair. I feel like I should get a trophy.
Yeah.
Oh, you should.
Like a girl trophy.
Alan was like psyched that we got you. He's been saying it for like 4 years. We gotta get Kate Quigley.
I'm glad it worked out. I didn't have a car for a year.
Yeah, because you were in a car accident, right?
Yeah, I totaled my car one night. It was actually the crazy story because I met Dr. Dre that night.
Wow.
And Dr. Dre is the first album I ever bought was The Chronic, the first CD I ever
bought. Oh, the singer. I thought like he was an actual doctor.
Oh, no. He's like, a doctor of rap.
I was like, what kind of doctor? Because I need a new therapist.
That's hilarious.
Well,
no.
I could use therapy too.
Dr. Dre, I was at the comedy store.
Cool.
I did a show, and then I didn't even know he was there. And then a dude tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around. He goes, "You're so funny." And it was him.
Yes.
And I rarely get starstruck, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was like, holy cow. Like, I was shocked. And then we got a photo, and then I got in my car, and I was literally about to post it with the caption, "I met one of my heroes. He told me I'm funny. If I die tonight, at least, you know, this happened."
Yeah.
And then before I could post it, my phone rang. I answered. I went to pull out and got sideswiped and completely totaled my car.
I wasn't the one who called you, was I?
No. No.
I was like, I would feel terrible.
No. It was a year ago, but the funny thing about me is, like, I don't know what it is about me, but I've never been someone that's, like, attached to anything material, and money doesn't...
That's nice.
I'm broke sometimes, but I feel like there's always, you find a way. So I don't stress about that stuff. So I got out of the car. I was bummed because it was totaled, but I was like, well, at least I'm okay.
Yeah,
and then they came and towed it, and I was a block from the comedy store.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to go back to the comedy store and see if I can get up again.
Yeah,
and I ended up doing another spot in the belt because everyone felt bad for me. They're like, "You totaled your car?" And I was like, "Yeah, can I go on stage?" Like, and it was fine.
That's one of the things I like about you because you do comedy. I mean, obviously you make money, but money's not your first priority because, like, when I messaged you to do the show, I looked at our previous messages, and some of them, I want to say apologize if they were offensive or whatever, but
no.
When we did, when I was booking shows, you know, I tried to get you out here and I didn't have a lot of money and you were always like, "Oh yeah, I would love to do it," but the date didn't work out or whatever.
Yeah, it's funny because I think now some weeks I'll be in town and I'll be like wishing I had spots anywhere because, you know, it doesn't matter what level you're at. Even if you're headlining, you still want to work out new bits sometimes somewhere where a bar or no one knows you. And so I'm down to do those, but I think people stop asking because they think maybe I won't because I'm now doing it for money.
Yeah,
but I'll still do it for free, especially now. So when I had the car,
I didn't say free. I mean, obviously.
Oh, well, you would pay, but like when I didn't have the car, I was turning down more stuff that didn't pay and more podcasts and stuff just because I was like, well, I was really tight on cash and I didn't want to Uber to you know, do a podcast unless it's like Rogan, like something, you know.
Sure.
But But the minute I got the car again, I've been doing as much as I can. Like, that's the name of the game, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, because, like, there's a very few comics who'll still do comedy just for to do comedy. And once they get money, it's
kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And well, you're not one of those.
Thank you. I think it's because I'm still always, I'm obsessed with bits.
Yeah.
Like, I'm obsessed. Like, if I get an idea for a bit and I think something's I, like, can't stop thinking about it till I figure it out. So it's... I'm lucky because, like, I have an addictive personality, but I managed to channel it into, like, healthy addiction.
I like that wisdom because there's an addiction, not drugs or liquor, fortunately, but I'll tell you, man, I go off on everything from collecting dolls to a complete addiction to shopping at Marshall's and Ross.
Really?
God.
You should see this guy on cocaine.
He's at Ross, like, give me everything.
Oh, those jeans. God,
he's like shoving old ladies out of the way.
Get out. Yeah.
That's funny.
But I wanted to mention this where you're going to be at because we actually have a lot of listeners in the Portland area. You're going to be at Harvey's in Portland January 17th through the 20th.
Harvey's. Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey's.
It's not his club. Okay.
No,
no, you know what it is? Like my phone, I don't know if you could see these cracks, but like my phone is so cracked up so I can't read certain messages.
Don't worry about it. It's
and
fine.
Then like when I type... You know, sometimes like it'll like type something, it, like voice text doesn't even work. You know what I mean? Because my voice is so. I need a new phone. I've had this phone for 4 years.
You might be able to just get the screen replaced for pretty cheap.
They do it in the mall.
Yeah, but like the battery dies so fast, and I heard that Apple did that on purpose so you could get the next.
They do.
Yeah,
really? They say the lifespan on the iPhone is like a year and a half before it starts to like do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And they do it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I mean, it's just 5 years.
It's just like how they discontinue. Like makeup, like every girl knows every 2-3 years they discontinue like all the colors and bring in something that's similar but a new name because they just want to make you like try more products. So then you have to buy a couple different ones and try them. So it's just like that's just what they do.
That's why I thank God I'm not a girl because I would like buy all this makeup all the time.
You know, I was actually thinking on the way here today how much I've changed because it used to be like if I would go on anything. Radio, on camera, whatever, I would have to like have a cute outfit on, have a full face of makeup on. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I put on lipstick. But like, I literally now don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I think it's partly because I'm not famous yet, but I'm known enough in the comedy community that sometimes people snap candids and stuff, and I'll see them and I'll look like shit and be like, well, oh, sorry, can we say that? I don't know.
Right? Oh, yeah, I just get charged $7.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm
just joking. But
that's your Uber money, so curse away.
Sorry about that.
I'm joking.
This is one of the dirtiest.
Are you allowed to swear on
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
We've been letting
everyone. When am I ever serious?
Come on.
Oh, I thought this was real. I didn't know if this was terrestrial radio.
No, it's real.
But you can say that?
Yeah.
Is it XM?
Yeah. No, it's not XM. It's LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio
I didn't
on
know
the
you
internet.
Could say that. Oh, okay. Okay.
In Los
okay.
Angeles,
okay.
You can. Yeah.
I didn't know you could swear. Okay, good. Well, anyway, point is just eventually I realized you're going to look like crap sometimes anyway, so who cares?
Yeah. Sure.
So now I'm just being myself. And I'm trying to be more real.
Yeah. That's fine, too.
I sent a 7-minute voice note to a guy last night I've known for 5 years as like an acquaintance because I finally got, you know, when you have those friends who always ask you for stuff but never do anything for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And at some point, and like I'm a really nice person, so I always do stuff. I'm always sweet. I always give and give. And then at some point you finally go, you know, every time I ask you for something, you're not there. You don't do it. And I finally, for some reason, like I've been finally being real with people.
Yeah, yeah.
So like this guy hit me up for a favor and I sent him like a 7-minute voice note basically being like, you know what? Don't text me anymore. I'm tired of being fake in Hollywood.
Right.
Everybody plays the game because like, oh, but he knows these 8 people and don't offend him. I'm like, you know what?
Please.
I would rather have no career but have integrity than be fake. It's
right. Nice. Yeah.
I
agree. But 7 minutes, I mean, that must have been a lot of shit.
Well, the reason it was 7 minutes is because first we texted back and forth.
Right, right.
And then he wanted to talk on the phone, which normally I'm all for. But in this circumstance, I knew if he got me on the phone, I would end up feeling guilty because that's how I am. Like, I knew he'd find a way to make me feel bad, but I knew I was right. So I wouldn't talk on the phone. He was like, there's no context in text. And I was like, I'll give you context. So I sent him a voice note with everything I wanted to say. And then I was like, good night.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to defend the guy, but I see his point on no context on text. Because I
completely do too.
Because I have Asperger's. So like on text messaging, I can't see what I'm saying or what you're saying. Like, it's just like, to me, it's just a game. You know what I mean? I get more of a view on.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And like in 99% of circumstances, I think phone call is 100% the way to go. I hate when people won't. But sometimes with me, like, especially if I'm dating someone, I'm not dating this guy, but like if I'm dating someone, whatever, sometimes I have trouble expressing how I really feel to your face because if it's hurting you, even if I'm right,
it would hurt you.
I start to feel bad.
Right.
Yeah. So then I back down. So then I end up like not saying what I should be saying. So sometimes I have to put it in text, but then normally I'll be like, read this, take a day, and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
But in this case, I was just so fed up. But I mean, that's just my fault. I realize like it's my fault because I'm playing that Hollywood game of like trying to be, quote, friends. Friends is a loose term here.
Oh yeah. There's,
you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
It like doesn't mean friend? A friend who has your back no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah, it means that's I want something for you for right now. And then...
Yeah, like if you're crying, if you're sad, the five people you'd call or however many, those are your friends.
Yeah,
empathy.
Yeah.
Everybody else are acquaintances or whatever. Sure. Those are your friends. So
I like you, Kate, and you know we've worked together a couple of times, and you know, I would say we're more acquaintances.
Exactly.
You know, because I don't feel I have the relationship with you where I could call you when I'm depressed.
Exactly. No, but you that's totally I mean? True. Yeah. That's like real. It's like if I've never talked to you on the phone, probably we're not really friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I have no problem with that.
And it's I don't mean logic. To hurt your feelings because I know you want to be my friend.
That was very clever.
Right. But there's different levels of like friendship. Like we're like, you know, we're acquaintances, but we're like kind acquaintances. Like I would invite you to a birthday party.
Sure,
like we're friends.
Sure.
But I maybe wouldn't invite you to like family dinner.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
it's,
I don't
awkward.
Know.
Unless you really want to embarrass your family.
Yeah. Yes, I've invited all my acquaintances over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, this is Keith. He has Asperger's, no filter, rock and roll.
My nephew is autistic.
Yeah,
and,
you were telling me.
But I'm not sure, like, we're trying to figure, I mean, he's still very young. We're still trying to figure out, like, exactly how. It's gotten a little.
He wrote those jokes for you at the Autism Awareness Show.
Oh, he used to send me jokes all the time. I don't know if he wrote them, but sometimes he would just answer questions so funny. Like, one time I asked him if he had $1 million, what would he buy? And I think he said, I wouldn't need it. I would get, like, he said something like, I wouldn't need it. I would get a plane ticket around the world on sale or something like that. Like, he was like, it was just such a weird answer that no one would say. He was like, I wouldn't need it. I would just need $990 because I found a plane ticket around the world on sale or whatever he said. And I was like, but it's just such a weird answer from like an 8-year-old kid.
Oh, 8-year-old
kid. He's eight. Yeah.
He's probably 12 now, right?
Yeah, I think he's about to turn 13.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Not bad material.
Autism show a long time ago.
No,
but that's
funny.
A good question. If you had $1 million, what would you spend it on?
Me right now, I would just pay off my debt. And probably invest it.
Yeah. Very good.
I wouldn't really buy. I don't really spend money on stuff very often. Like, I mean, I buy new cell phones. Yeah. But I invest all my extra money back into my career right now. I'm not
fantastic.
I maybe hire an assistant.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so busy right now that sometimes I feel like I'm doing like eight people's job.
Well, Alan Lee needs a job. But I would buy a whole bunch of makeup.
Yeah.
You would, wouldn't you?
But, so funny. I would definitely like pay off my parents' house.
There you go.
That's about it.
That's nice.
Well, Alan got you fancy water. Alan, you want to tell her the story about why you got her the fancy water?
Well, only because when I was listening to you on Larry King, Larry King said he really, really liked liked the fact that you liked Perrier.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know Larry King?
I was never on Larry King.
See, this is
he messed up the bit.
Well, this material was given to me by this gentleman.
You actually made me stop and think because I was like, have I done Larry?
I knew that was going to happen.
But no,
it was a weird,
it's good.
Practical joke.
Well, I think I met Larry King.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
is Perrier water really your favorite water?
No.
Oh, I was like,
did I ever say that?
That's what he told me. He said you said that on Larry King.
I've never been on Larry King.
That's what I said.
But I'll tell you this.
This is new material.
She has a story.
This is new material.
I might have said on something that I really like lemon water.
There
that's
you go.
True.
See,
I do. In fact,
it was a misinterpretation.
Sometimes I'm like,
way misinterpreted.
I don't cook, yeah, and there's nothing in my apartment. Although I did start buying food now that I have the car, just to save money, because I'm like, car or food. So, but I do sometimes do that thing. Like, I got inspired by, I don't know, one of the hotels my agency put me up in once was nice, and they had those. This is so not fancy, but people at home are going to be like, really? You think that's nice? They had those jugs of water in the lobby with, like, all the fruit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in Mexico, and they have, like, the floating fruit.
Sure.
It was so good that for, like, a year, I kept chopping up fruit and, like, putting it in my water and letting it soak in my fridge. And it was really good.
That's cool.
That's cool that your agency puts you up in, though. They put me in a Motel 6.
They did not.
Yeah.
Shut up.
There's no food in the water.
Who's your agent? Like, that's impossible.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it's like, yeah, because I do comedy for cheap. I'll just take whatever, you know what I mean? So they give me the cheapest rooms.
It's not like they're putting me up often in hotels like that. It's usually you get a room like that when you're a special guest at something. You know, like, I think, like, when I hosted the AVN Awards, they gave me, like, one of the suites at the top of the Hard Rock.
Nice.
That's never... I never get that. Yeah. So when I walked in, I was like, oh, this is what it's like to make it. Like, this is.
My very first manager, you know, when he used to give me a lot of stuff, and this was when I was with Norm a lot, you know, they'd be like, well, we got you a room at the Motel 6. It's all comped. I'm like, sweet. He's like, the good news is there's probably going to be a prostitute who has cocaine, so you're all set there. I'm like, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't think I don't think that cocaine goes well with autism.
No,
I'm pretty sure that you should.
He's such a wild man.
Oh, that's funny.
Me?
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
One time I hooked up with a guy in a Motel 6. This is in my wilder days. I'm so lame now, but, like, this dude...
They leave the lights on for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know, right? I know. I love those cheap motel slogans. Like, I hooked up at a travel lodge once, too. And on the way out, the front desk guy goes, the travel bear never tells. Like, he said it was so creepy.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
But the Motel 6 story was hilarious because I'm such a girl. This was like a few years ago. This guy, he was hot. We were just, like, kind of flirting, but we'd never hooked up. And he came... to the improv, not to see the show. We just had a drink. And then we started, like, kind of making out a little bit at the improv. And then he was like, you want to, like, go back to your place? He lived too far. He lived in, like, Valencia or something.
Oh, right.
And I knew I couldn't bring him to my place because my apartment was such a mess. I was like, there's no way I'm bringing someone to my... Like, it was like that kind of mess when you're busy for, like, 8 days and there's stuff everywhere. And I'm like, I can't. I have someone staying with me. And he's like, so we'll go in your bedroom. I'm like, no, I feel weird. It's like a cousin. I don't want him to hear me hooking up, whatever. I'm like, so if you want to hook up, we got to get a hotel room.
Yeah.
I mean, this poor guy, I made him buy a hotel room. There's no one at my apartment. I could have totally taken him there and hooked up in a messy apartment, but I'm such a girl. I was like, I won't. So the only place we could find in Hollywood last minute that was not like $200 was I think it was a Motel 6 or Super 8. No, it might have been a Super 8.
Super 8.
But we walked in this... crap motel, and they had the towels made into swans, like kissing swans on the bed. And I was like, this dump has like romantic like swan towels.
That's like a cruise ship.
It was the ugliest room you've ever seen with like the most romantic. So I had that, and then I think they even had, it was almost like a Valentine's Day suite. They had like chocolate in the bathroom.
Yeah. So cute.
It was like a Motel 6. It was so weird.
Well, so how was the adventure? Was it
the hookup?
Yeah.
Was it was like, great.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was actually great. And that is one of the only guys I've ever hooked up with that somehow magically, I don't know how, it never turned into dating or drama, but we're still friends. It was one of those things where, like, we hooked up one more time after that.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see each other for a while because he moved to Vegas. And then when he came back, he had a girlfriend. Then I had a boyfriend. But we always stayed friends. We still will, like, every once in a while go to a football game together. We don't hook up anymore. It just kind of, the moment passed.
Wow, yeah. That is a happy story.
It's very rare.
I don't have anything like that.
I don't have many. I have like two or three guys I've hooked up with that still talk to me.
You keep providing that Perrier water, it will happen.
Oh, that's,
way.
I appreciate that.
I'm surprised he got you two of them.
I think that's his.
No.
You got me two?
Yes, I did.
No, you don't understand. Like, this is actually really good. It tastes real. Yeah. It tastes like real lemon.
Lemon, yes. Yeah.
So does Alan Lee win a point?
Points.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Three points.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
If this was on ice with vodka, now you got like 100 points.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
97 more, you could get that first date.
I'm sorry. The refrigerator. Yes.
I'm kidding. I don't drink before nighttime.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't?
Except on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
At the pool. I love, my favorite thing is to drink at the pool.
Why
I mean, not
that?
My favorite thing, but I mean, like, if I'm going to party, like, most people like to go to clubs and party at night.
Mm-hmm.
I love day partying. I'm much more, because I like the water, I like the sun, I like the ambiance, everyone's half dressed. It's like, you can really see what's going on out there. I like that better.
Like on the party on the Hard Rock, like on the...
Oh.
Yeah, just like that, rehab.
Yeah, you know what I don't like about those shows? Is like, you know, no offense, I love you and all, but girls who party during the day, usually when people party at night, it's to forget about their problems, you know what I mean? And then they're doing it during the day. I'm thinking, man, you got a whole lot of problems.
See, yes, this is what's funny. Like, I think if you party at night, it's usually because, like, oh, is that me? No, it's you. By the end of the day.
Since when did he get popular?
Maybe
since
like
I bought Perrier water on this whole thing. It's helping me out.
So funny. No, usually, if I party at the, if I start drinking after 10 and I wasn't at a show,
right?
Like if I'm at home and at 10 o'clock, I'm like, I think I need to go out for drinks. Usually I am kind of depressed or there's some reason I'm lonely. I don't want to be home alone. But the daytime thing for me, maybe that's why I like it more. It's a happy vibe for me.
I think so.
Oh, okay. So
and like, I never get like too hammered. I just like to have like a light buzz. There's usually good music.
Oh, that's different then. I thought you meant like just...
No, I don't party like the girls doing
like
coke
Andy
off
Dick
the bathroom
style.
Floor. Oh, yeah. No, forget that. Once I was in the Hollywood Roosevelt, I literally saw a girl. You know how gross the bathrooms are at that pool? I mean, there's water on the floor. This girl dropped a bag of blow, and I could see it because I was in the next stall. It landed on the floor, and then I saw her bend down, and some of it spilled out, and she picked up the bag, and then she was trying to, like, scrape together.
Oh, that's desperate.
It was wet.
Oh.
And I remember looking at that and thinking, God, I'm so glad I don't have a cocaine problem. That like, if I ever got to that point, I would leave town.
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane.
You know, what's weird is, like, I joke about drugs a lot, but I honestly don't, I've never done drugs.
Really?
Yeah, and everyone thinks I do because I joke about it. But it's like, you know, I twist, because my humor's true, but I twist it, and the twist is the drugs.
Yeah, I mean, I joke about drugs. The funny thing about me is, like, I have done drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, I like coke, but I don't do it much. Like, maybe I do it once, twice a year at a party or something.
I'm more of a Pepsi fan.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's fun, but I just didn't move here to be a disaster.
Oh. Yeah.
I look at my friends who do that all the time, and some of them are super talented. I think they'd be a lot farther along if they weren't doing that all the time.
Right.
You know? But at the same time, like, I make jokes about it. It's kind of like sex stories. Whenever I go on Joey Diaz podcast, the sex stories come out because that's what Joey likes. Like, Joey likes to give me a hard time about that stuff. So then people think, like, that I'm this, like, crazy chick that's out hooking up every night. Like, I've only slept with, my number's still pretty low. It's like 20, early 20s. I don't know. But, like, it's not a lot.
Early 20s.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I'd have to figure out exactly, but
no,
it's between 18 and 25, somewhere in there.
That's very kind of you.
I don't care. I really don't care, though, because that's what's funny is, like, everybody thinks it's like, I'm just every night, like, having sex and doing blow off guys. And it's like, no, I just tell those stories on podcasts because they're the fun stories.
Sure. No, it's food for their imagination.
But
they run wild.
But they're real stories I tell, but it's just like, if I hook up twice in a year and both times are crazy, those are my two stories for the podcast because they're the best.
And
people
just go, they love
it. Yeah, that's
it. Because I get most of my action after shows. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Because like, you know, because the two drink minimum really helps.
But they should have that on dates. Yeah. You're like, if you want to go out with me, it is a two-drink minimum. I'll buy.
But like, because like, I'm just a pretty weird guy in general. You know what I mean? But I'm a very nice guy. But you know what I mean? Like, I have some quirks. You know, I'm pretty weird.
What's funny is I never noticed that. Like, until you told me you were Asperger's, I never would have known.
I don't think I told you until you saw my show.
Maybe not, but like Josh Meyerowitz, you know Josh.
Yeah,
I love
Josh.
You know him very well.
Yeah, like Josh, it's like a little obvious that there's something. I love Josh too, but it's like, you know, you're like, oh, he's somewhere on the spectrum. Like you can just tell because of the way he, the things he says.
He's more outgoing too.
I love
him. I'm very quiet, you know.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I didn't spot that in him when I first met him.
Josh? Oh yeah, he's very outgoing.
Universal Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And I drove him home and everything. I didn't notice it.
Oh my God, you want my best Josh Meyerowitz story? It's so funny. And he doesn't care if I tell it because we talked about it on my podcast. But like, this is when I just fell in love with Josh. When I was I did like a show or a mic or something with him at Meltdown at the comic book store.
Yes,
right.
That's
no longer there.
Right.
Sadly,
is the comic book store still there?
No,
it's
completely
not?
Eliminated it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well,
he's a big comic book fan, so he'll.
Oh, all right. Well,
I do read Shakespeare.
He doesn't go in for the comedy. He goes in for
I actually do read
comics.
Plays.
Yeah.
For the actual comics, sure.
Sure.
Well, so like we did. I think it was a mic. I don't know. Anyway, afterwards. Josh was like, do you want to get coffee or like walk around? And I'm like, sure. So we hung out for a little bit. We're walking around. And then he goes, Kate, can I ask you a question? I really want to ask you something, but I don't want to offend you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I promise I won't be offended. And he's like, okay. I was wondering if maybe we could have sex sometime. Oh, he asked it just like that.
Are you sure it wasn't me?
No, it was Josh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Josh. I said, and like, because I get it. Like, I get how his brain works. So like, I smiled. I was like, you know, Josh, we really can't, but it's just because we're friends. Sure. And sometimes, you know, and this was before he'd ever had sex, which was 5 or 6 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe.
Right.
But he is like, I said, sometimes it can make the friendship weird. And I just love you as a friend.
Sure.
And he was like, okay, I hope I didn't offend you. I'm sorry I asked. I was like, no, you're totally fine. Thank you for asking. I'm flattered, you know? And then he goes, what about like just kissing? It was so cute. But like we had a whole talk about it. And then when he came on my podcast, we talked about it. And I was like saying that would be the great thing about if you did date Josh or someone like Josh, like there's no filter. You know exactly what they're thinking. They're so innocent. He's always telling the truth and he means no harm ever.
Yeah.
It's just adorable. I love it. But what? you never said anything like that.
Really?
No.
All right.
Really?
That surprises me.
No, he doesn't.
Really?
No, because that's my, you know, like I always ask, and like when I'm joking, I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't know if you know what I mean? Especially right now with the whole, like, me too, I'm very careful with what I joke about.
Well, that's everybody, but you know, forget about that.
Yeah.
If they can't take it, they can leave.
I wanted your advice as a girl because of this is my last text message with my friend Jasmine.
Okay.
And, I don't know why she got this vibe, but I want to read it word for word and see if, like, whose side you are on. Like, you know what I mean?
Can't wait.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly,
whatever.
I don't save anyone's numbers. Like,
ever?
Never.
Never.
No.
That's weird. How come?
Why don't you?
I don't know, because I feel like if I save your number, then we're connected.
You
know
Interesting.
What I mean? And, like, I've been hurt by so many people.
Yeah.
So like the only numbers in my phone, like I have maybe 10 people.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And that's pretty cool.
You know,
nice. I kind of like that now that I think about it.
So like, but also it's dangerous because every year, and we just are in a new year, my phone resets and loses all the numbers.
Why
so
does it do that?
I don't know. Like my phone's like all 5 years.
Oh, you need a new phone, dude.
We're talking about the year end of the iPhone year.
Well, hold on. Let's.
I didn't know Apple was doing that. They're like, and also, by the way, if you don't get a new phone, you lose everyone you love.
All right. So she said, "I want to come to another one of your shows soon." I said, "I would like that a lot." Smiley face. And then I said, "Can I ask you something?" ? She said, "Sure." I said, say hypothetically we become best friends and years go by and our friendship is awesome and one of us falls for another. Were you the type, and the other person doesn't like it, are you the type to drop the friendship altogether? Just need to know. And then, and then she's like, Keith, you're really a nice person all and I'm happy with my boyfriend and I plan on marrying him. We're really serious and commit. I said, wait, what are you talking about? I'm just asking you a question.
Oh,
like so now I think she thinks that I said I like her.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I didn't read it that way.
Yeah,
if a guy sent me that question, I'd be like,
because I used hypothetically.
This is what I would honestly think. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah,
if a guy sent me that, I'd go, that is a weird question.
Yeah,
and then I would go, wonder why he asked that.
Well, I'll tell you why I asked it.
And then I would write you back and go, no, I'd still be friends with you. And that'd be the whole answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd you ask?
I asked that because my best friend, I've been friends with her for, you know, 13 years, and I've been probably best friends with her for maybe 2 or 3 years. Anyways, I fell, you know, in a feelings mode.
Yeah.
And I told her in, June or something, and she hasn't spoken to me since.
Since you told her?
Yeah.
Man, it's so hard.
So
I can feel for both of you.
And she has a boyfriend who, whatever, I don't think he's a great guy or whatever, but he might be a great guy for her.
Did she have him at the time when you told her?
Yeah. But I didn't really know that.
When you told her, though, like, did you, I mean, because one time I have a friend who I'm still friends with, but one time he's...
And she's engaged to this guy now.
Oh, she is.
She got engaged over Christmas.
Maybe she told him and he feels weird about her hanging out with you because you have feelings for her.
Maybe. But also, you dropped a, you know, like I text her happy birthday, Merry Christmas, no response.
Really?
Yeah.
And you guys were friends for years?
Yeah. And like,
that sucks.
We were really, and I'm still good friends with her sister, like really good, tight with her sister.
See, you know what's a bummer about that? There's usually two kinds of guys I find, because most women, if you're friends with a guy, eventually at some point, the guy will either tell you he's into you or maybe make a pass at you. It's so rare that it never happens, that they just stay in the friend zone and they're like actually happy there.
Yeah.
But like I have one friend who we became friends one night, like a year into the friendship, maybe. He said, this is exactly how I said it. He said, I don't want to make our friendship weird. And if you are not interested, we will still be friends and it'll never be awkward. But I would like to take you on a date. He was like, I like you as more than a friend, whatever, however he said it. And I remember saying at the time, like, whatever my reason was, I don't think it's a good idea because blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
And he was like, okay, cool. And he was never weird. But he made an effort to stay in my life and not be weird, like to the point where he'd invite me, he'd go, if you want to bring a date, it's cool, whatever. So there's that. But then I've also had guys that will at some point be like, hey, we've been hanging out a lot. Like, what is this? Like, I'm into you. And then if I don't reciprocate, they're like rude to me for a while.
Well, see, I'm not rude to her at all. Like, here's the thing. I love people, and I actually really love her, and I pray for her to wake up smiling every day.
Aww.
But, you know, and I always think about her, but I'm not, like, if she were to text me right now, I would not be like, hey, F you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I've tried reaching out, and, you know, also, you know, I've had a really rough year with personal other stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that situation and then all that stuff, it really hit on my depression, so I've been very down. So maybe, I think maybe she doesn't feel like she wants to reach out.
That's really sad, though. Like, I think that, just so you know, that has nothing to do with you. That's some issue of hers. Because I have a lot of guy friends that are very close to me. Like, maybe my best friend is a guy. Yeah. We've never hooked up. And, like, there's been moments that I think we've both kind of felt something, but we've just always, for whatever reason, felt we're better as friends, right?
Yeah.
And I would never, the only reason that you would pull away from someone like that is if they kept pushing it, mm-hmm, or if every time you're around them, mm-hmm, you felt weird. But I just think that that's her, man. I'm sorry that happened. Yeah. There's no reason to do that.
Yeah, Let me ask a question here, because this has always confused me along the same lines of the topic we're talking about, platonic relationships and shifting. Why was there a commercial? And we all remember this commercial. It was a jeweler's. And they would say, you know, when you're looking for that ring, it's the time when friendship turns to love. It's like they were implying that it was platonic and you had a friendship.
No,
It went to love and you go out and get the ring.
Weird.
Do you remember that one? When
no, I don't, but that's
when
stupid.
Friendship turns to love. Come to us for the ring.
I hate to say this. Look,
it's a commercial. I'm just saying, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
The logic of that.
It's a dumb commercial.
Okay, it was.
I don't want to be like
is
a Debbie.
Is that company still around?
Yeah,
K-Jewelers.
They are, actually.
Yeah.
They are.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on this, but actually, I write a weekly column for this website called Mandatory, okay?
Oh.
And it's like a dating sex advice kind of column. Sure. And one of, I would say, the most common question I get, like 20, 30 of these a week, is always some guy who's into a girl he's friends with and wants to know either if he has a chance to get out of the friend zone, how to get out of the friend zone, how to tell her he wants out of the friend zone. And this is the thing. You never want to be like, it doesn't happen, because it does occasionally happen. But the truth is, if a girl has you in her friend zone for more than a year, 99% of the time, you are not getting out.
Right, right.
Because if you're there, it's not because you chose it.
Yeah.
It's because we chose it. Sure. When you become our friend, sure. there's always some moment where you kind of make your play. And if you are in the friend zone, rarely do we True. Think of you differently.
True. Let me ask you another question. I got this from a dating advice online. She's got this site going up. And she said, when you allow a platonic relationship, that the guy should be joyful. Because if the girl is hot and she's not going to hook up with you, she'll tell all her friends what a nice guy you are, her hot friends, and that will be the windfall of the relationship.
That would be terrible, because if all the girls know you're a nice guy.
No, but hot friends.
My friend Jackson McQueen, he is a comedian. He's hot. He's this hot black dude. He's funny and he's sweet. He's a great guy. Me and him, we went out a couple times when we first met. I wasn't over my ex. So it just didn't and that's the other thing. Like sometimes a girl, you can be kind of into a guy, but if you're still hung up on your ex, you're never going to give him a real shot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have to throw all these other questions away because you said you get like 20 of them a week.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Are those a Twitter? Yeah. This is an amazing podcast.
But why bother?
We're getting all this advice and everything. We just
I don't mind.
We're going to be joking and all this.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. This is fantastic.
But no,
I haven't experienced anything like this.
I was like, well, she gets them on the blog, right on the blog. But
no, I don't mind.
This is unbelievable. Just metamorphizing. You know,
I ask for the questions. I need them, but it's funny because my friend Jackson, like when we go out. I probably got him laid so many times because the other girls, they come up and Jackson knows, like he'll invite girls up to the group. I make friends with them. One thing leads to another. The girl's like, so are you guys together? I'm always like, oh no, no, we've always been friends. I have a boyfriend, but I just love him. He's such a good dude, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, oh, she's friends with him. She's a cute girl. She's vouching for him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works. Best wing woman is a cute chick.
That's
you
true.
Go. See,
that's
that,
true.
This site is good then.
And that's the thing. It's like my good friend, her sister.
Yeah.
You know, she's like my wing woman right now. Like
I like that.
I find it, you know, like I don't think it's odd that I still hang out with her sister. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. Dude, whatever is going on, at some point she's going to come back around.
Uh-huh.
If you guys were really good friends, like there's no way. I can't imagine that.
It's either one or two things. One, it's you're uncomfortable because you can't handle that I love you. Or two, it's because you do love me and you don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that she has a touch of feelings and she has this other guy and whatever. Is that mine?
That's
shit?
You.
Sorry.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Dom Herrera.
Take it.
Tell him you're doing Razor Riffs. We're trying to get him.
Oh, does he know you?
No, but I've been trying to get him for like a year.
I can't answer on the radio.
No,
he might get mad.
No problem.
Well, he would never get mad about that, actually.
Right. Well, you know, this is funny. With this conversation we're having, I realized that these are all sitcom plots for Friends or Seinfeld.
That's what you should do. You should do a sitcom called Date Fails.
Yeah, Friends, Date.
Trust me, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
It's just that... I'm working on a couple other show ideas and whatever, but I'm trying to get a little away of, I love my podcast and it's doing really well, but I'm trying to kind of do stuff that has nothing to do with dating just because it's been sort of like my life for the last 8 years.
So you found the one, huh? What's he like?
Oh no, I don't have a boyfriend. I just say that to people. No, man, I'm so single right now and I'm not even looking.
Yeah, this guy's single.
I bet you're so single. And I did this routine in Orange County that you're dating yourself.
Kind of.
That one?
With no money.
No money.
I actually did, I called it No Dick November because I dated this guy and I was like in love with him. And we broke up and it wasn't like long, but it was just like one of those intense ones where you meet and you're just like, it's like love at first sight, but then real quick, you're like, oh God, this isn't going to work.
Do you believe that love at first sight?
I don't believe in love at first sight. What I really believe, which is going to sound so pessimistic, but I've read a lot of psychology books, is when you meet someone and you feel that instant, like I've known you forever, it means they're filling some void
in your life
that's missing that you need filled, and they will be toxic for you because when they do start to pull away, it'll feel like having your childhood like split back open.
Boy,
that's like psych 101 stuff, though.
Wow.
So
I didn't learn that. Not in 101.
Dude. I mean,
Maybe Psych 102. Oh,
it makes so much sense. Yeah, so maybe 102. Maybe I have to get to chapter 2.
I never got out of 101.
But yeah, if you like, they say, you know, because we all have like this broken stuff from our childhood, right? And some people figure it out and some don't.
Sure.
But like
sure.
those people that keep getting in toxic relationships, usually
a pattern.
It's because, yeah, you meet someone and you're like, oh, they're giving me this thing that I didn't get from my dad, whoever. Right. And then you latch right away. So they say, like, that those intense ones that start fast are the worst for you.
And see, that's why I have a sugar daddy, because, you know, this guy just gives me money all the time.
What?
Yeah, and my dad never gave me money. And he's like, hey, when are you going to take the dick? I'm like, huh?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
damn.
Man,
that's
I don't know where this podcast
crazy.
Is. Wow.
But hey, you know.
I can never take money from guys. I wish I could.
Really?
I really wish I could.
It's really easy.
I can't even take money from from my friends. Like Dom's a good example. Like, Dom is like my family. Mm-hmm. If I needed cash, if I was short on rent, Dom in a second would give it to me.
Sure.
I would never take it. Sure. I just can't do it. Yeah. Friends,
well, good
family.
For you.
I can't.
Good for you.
No, I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think I was raised like my mom
with
would
morals.
Never take help.
Yeah.
It's more like a pride thing, which I don't think is a good thing.
Okay.
Really? I think that's a great thing.
You do?
Yeah, because you want to do it on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's
but I think that you have to be able to ask for help sometimes.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Like, I'm not good at asking for help.
I'm not either.
I'm terrible.
He's helped me out, you know, because I'm amazed at how you just go up to people and you're just, you know, when I do that, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
Well, what?
Yeah. Going up and even asking people to be a guest on this show, it's like,
oh, really?
I get anxiety. I get no anxiety.
I get anxiety too, because like,
you kind of do
sorry,
too.
Yeah. Like
say,
I do.
You were going to say?
No, I was just thinking, actually, you're sort of right, because like Joey Diaz the other day was saying to me, like, you know, for whatever reason, probably because I'm verified on Instagram, I sometimes get hit up by like very famous athletes and stuff to go out or musicians or whatever. And Joey's like, quit dating these guys and just ask them to do your podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's so funny because
interesting.
I can't, like, I get a little embarrassed or intimidated to ask anyone to do my podcast if I feel like they're too famous to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, but it's stupid because
I've
had.
That's the last thing that would bother you.
But, I know, it's weird.
But you know what also I've learned? And I don't mean to interrupt, but this is another thing I've learned. And this might sound kind of weird to say, but I've learned that having a podcast, that the answer no can always be changed to a yes. And the reason how I learned that, and I know that sounds weird coming, but like if you put it in how I'm thinking it, Harlan Williams is one of my heroes.
I love Harlan.
You know, I've asked Harlan 5 times to do Razor Riffs.
Really?
4 times he said no.
And then he did it?
He did it.
There you
go. And then after he did it, he said, I should have said yes the first time.
There you go.
I adore him.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, if that could teach you anything.
That's helped me out. You just went on and on. And
a no just means.
He was one of my favorite guests, by the way, on my podcast.
Oh, really? How was it?
He told the best date fail story I think I've ever, one of the best date fail stories I've ever heard. So bad. Like so bad that he was on a ship in the Caribbean with this chick. And she was annoying him so bad that he dove off the boat and swam back to shore and bought a plane ticket and left her there and came back to LA.
He was telling us a story how like a snake was all over him and he was terrified.
He is like one of those guys who is just so kind.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Like there's not a lot of guys. You know who's another one? Sam Tripoli. You know, there's certain guys in this business that really go out of their way to like help people on the way up.
Yeah.
And like that's so rare in Hollywood that when I see that, I'm like, wow, you're like an angel almost.
Yeah, nice.
Like really. Joey Diaz has done that for me.
Yeah.
Dom. There's just certain people. And the funny thing is that this town is so jaded that everybody has to assume like, oh, they're trying to bang you or something.
Sure.
There's something.
Sure.
No. They just remember what it was like.
Well, see, you get a lot of hate online. I get a lot of hate online too. So I think like we could relate to each other.
You do?
This.
How
you
come?
Do. I do. I think you know, I get a lot of it from mostly parents who have autistic children, but they don't know what autistic
is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's the worst because they think they're being supportive to the community, but they're actually being very you know,
yeah,
like very like I get the R word a lot. And
if they don't understand what autism is. It's
they don't
so
understand
frustrating.
Their child.
Yeah, because I said to a guy that I was dating, actually, I thought that he was on the spectrum. I still think he is. And he probably is. He's a genius artistic talent. He's probably a little bit on the spectrum.
Right.
And I said it to him. I said, do you think maybe you're you have autism, like, or you're Asperger's?
Did he take offense to it?
So much offense.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't understand what it is.
Exactly.
Like, he thought I was saying he was like, yeah, mentally retarded or handicapped or whatever. I don't know what you call that now, but
yeah.
But yeah, he thought I was saying that, like that I was saying he had like Down syndrome or something. Like, he doesn't understand the difference. And so I think that that's.
And just
common.
To be clear, Down syndrome is not bad either.
No, you none of it's mean? Bad. Yeah. Like, yeah, but I think he didn't understand that I was just saying, because he has some social awkwardness and
yeah.
some like just certain obsessive behavior that I was like, you might.
So is that when I told you I had Asperger's?
I think we were naked post-coital. No, you know what? I think I found out when I did that charity show with you down in Orange County.
Yeah. But no, so back to the hate thing, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get tweets all the time, like really mean tweets, and I was just wondering, how do you deal with that? Because I don't think you have autism. I think you're just beautiful.
Oh, thanks. That's,
you know,
sweet.
I mean?
Ditto.
I might be on the spectrum. What's funny is my little nephew who has it.
Yeah.
I look at him and I go, are you guys sure he's autistic? Because he's just me when I was his. He's just like a little weird. Like, he's just like, he thinks real different. And but it's funny because then I go, maybe I just have like some of the things. Some of his symptoms, like, I definitely do, but I have a theory that, like, most artists are somewhere on the spectrum, but that's all.
I agree with that.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. But the hate, it's weird. Like, 99% of the time, it doesn't bother me.
Really?
Sometimes I read them and laugh. Sometimes people give me a lot of shit for engaging with the trolls, because sometimes I'll engage with them, but I do it because sometimes I have a really funny response that I think is worth posting, because I'm like, this is funny.
Sure.
And it's like, maybe they don't feel any shame, but my fans are so supportive that if I retweet a troll comment,
they go
after him. Like, it's crazy. Like, people, I've had guys deactivate their accounts because they're getting so spammed from it.
Yeah.
But what's weird is, I swear to God, this is true. Every once in a while, there'll be a day or two where they'll get to me. Maybe somebody says just the right thing, or maybe I'm pissed off at somebody in real life and the troll comment just is whatever.
Sure.
And it's always when I'm PMSing.
Oh, really?
But what's funny is, like, my whole life, I was like, I never PMS. I don't have those symptoms. I'm so lucky. I'm never moody, blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't notice it until I would go, it's so weird. Whenever the troll comments are bothering me, I always get my period like a day or two later. So then I was like, this is great. I can like clock, like if I can clock my period with Twitter. It's like, I don't need to keep track.
God,
I just know.
Funny.
But
Twitter-ed.
A Twitter.
Twitter-ed, no.
It usually doesn't bother me. Here's what's funny though, is like, I've had a couple times, like there was one guy I dated and like it ended up being a pretty public split. And that's because I found out he had a girlfriend who is also like a public figure, and it just turned into this like disaster online. And what's funny about that one is I still get girls that I know are her friends.
Mm-hmm.
They keep creating different fake accounts and trolling me from those. And I can tell it's the same people because the grammar is so bad and they spell certain words wrong. And I go, oh, this is definitely the same troll. And those ones are funny because they only attack my looks. So I know it's them. Like, they'll just be like, you know, like, oh, the best is they'll be like, you better start blowing people so that you have a career soon. You better. And I'm just like, this. I can just tell it's women on those ones.
Yeah.
All the rest, though, are just, you just have to know they're just jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
That's
but
it.
Like, when people do that, they'll make the fake account things. That happened to me because I was dating someone who's now like a public figure, and, you know, I actually got her into the industry.
Yeah.
And then she left me for a bigger name comic, and then she left him for a medium size. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
And she keeps trolling me because, you know.
Why would she do that? She left you.
Yeah, it didn't end good, though.
It never does.
You know what I mean?
That's why I don't date comics anymore.
But what I'm saying is, that's what I was about to get to, is you should never, you should never date people in public, and you never should never date someone and be like, oh yeah, I could help you out. You know what I mean? Because then it's you got to go into helping people because you want to help people, not because you think it'll help the relationship.
What's funny with me is I've dated a few comedians, and like, I try so hard not to, but you know, it's, we see them 5-6 nights a week. Eventually it's going to happen. You're going to like one, you're going to start whatever. But the irony for me is anytime I've dated, it's not like I don't like hot guys, but it just happens that I date guys that I have chemistry with that make me laugh, that I like. So sometimes maybe they're not the hottest. And then people see that and go, she's obviously dating him because who he is, because he'll help her, because X, Y, Z, whatever. Yeah. And the irony is I'm so afraid of people thinking that I'm dating someone for the wrong reason, or the same reason I won't ask a guy to do my podcast. I don't ever want him to think that's why I'm talking to them. So I'm so careful of that. That in hindsight, there's been times I go, man, he offered to do so much for me and I wouldn't let him because I didn't want people to
think that.
And then I look back and go, why didn't I? Because what did I get out of that? Nothing, except for like a bad breakup. I could have at least got like had him produce a special for me or whatever. Yeah, so
then the bad breakup.
Yeah. Yeah. But I always say that being a chick in Hollywood is like we have a lot of advantages. And so, yeah, we definitely get more stage time faster and all these things. But it's also like, it's hard because if you hook up with guys, eventually it ends bad and it's weird. If you turn them down, eventually they might get angry or they get weird, or then they become a booker at a club and they won't book you, or then they...
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to say who, but there's a booker at one club in town, a major club that I used to get booked at all the time. And then he got the job, and it's a guy I would never go out with. And I haven't been booked there once since he got the job.
See, when I call Harvey Weinstein.
I know.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, that's where I separate, you know, because like, yeah, I've wanted to hook up with some comics and stuff, but I've also like booked comics, not if they're like, if they're funny and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, and to me, I think right now is the best time to be a female comic, you know, because I think there's so much talent out there.
I do too.
Absolutely. You
know? It's a great time to be a comic in general if you're funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because comedy is booming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is now, but when I started,
it was
11
not.
Years ago, it was dying.
Oh, man. I can remember doing spots in the belly room of the Comedy Store for like 5 people.
Yeah.
And now it's sold out almost every night. Yeah, even the belly room, this little room upstairs.
It doesn't matter if it's a promoter show or whatever.
Yep.
It's still going to do good.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's like the hottest time for comedy right now. It's great. And we're so blessed because with social media and the way things have changed, you know, like I make my living between my podcast and stand up. You never could have made a living off of your own social media, your own podcast. It used to be you were at the mercy of networks.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I watched the Golden Globes the other night and I was like, psh, I don't care if I never work on a network because this is the worst. I mean, it was so tame and boring and they were so scared to make jokes and it was so politically correct and that was disgusting
to watch. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, our society is so afraid of offending people now. Entertainment, watch. It's going to be, everything on network is going to be garbage and everything on YouTube and Netflix is going to be what's great because it's uncensored.
They're saying that.
I think that's also, yeah, it's absolutely very uncensored. We're actually running out of time, but I just wanted to give you this last compliment. I think that's another reason why I really like you, because you could take jokes, you know what I mean? Like, like Cameron Diaz, to me, I think is the funniest, you know, her acting talent might not be great, but I think she's the one girl in Hollywood who could take the jokes.
Like
Something About Mary is the funniest
movie
ever.
So funny.
It would never get made now.
You know what's funny? Thank you. I posted a joke one time when David Blaine got accused. Some girl said, I went home with David Blaine. I don't remember what happened, but we got very stoned and I woke up naked. And I tweeted, to me, that sounds like a magical evening, you know, because it's David Blaine. And this girl comic went after me so hard.
You gotta
like,
be kidding.
Yeah, because she thought you're promoting rape culture and blah, 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 blah. And I remember tweeting back and going, if you're a comedian who is offended by a joke, I never want to see you on stage.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a joke. Obviously, and like, no one is like, I hope people get assaulted.
No, it was a mild joke. I didn't see that in that.
I just believe in saying your truth.
I'm getting a tweet from the director. Time to wrap up.
Okay.
This is so good. You could go on.
Where can the folks find you? And they are going to see you January 17th Yay. Through the 20th at
Harvey's
in Portland.
Yeah.
Your website was weird. It wasn't working on my phone.
I got to get it fixed. I think something's up. But you guys can just follow me on social media at Kate Q Funny. I post a lot. My Facebook is facebook.com/KateQFunny. Sure. And I'll be in Portland, and then I'll be in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, Valentine's Day weekend. So nice. Come there.
Well, thanks so much for doing
that,
Jay. I really appreciate
Date
it.
Fails, yeah.
Do you have fun?
This was great, man. You guys are awesome. I'm glad
well, thank
we
you.
It.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you.
Well, Alan's dream is true because he got you two waters.
I'm taking these home, man. I can't wait.
You're the first to get two water.
You're going to have a Perrier sponsor.
Guys, also, if you like Kate, subscribe to her podcast, Date Fails, on iTunes. And while you're at it, subscribe to Razor Riffs, rate and review. And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.